ప్రేమస్వరూపులారు,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthinilayam, the most happening place on the planet. Today is a beautiful Thursday, March the 5th, 2020. And as the month of March has begun, I am tempted to say that we are marching onto a golden era of Satya Sai. This morning, in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanthinilayam, the holy abode where Bhagavan has heard for decades together bhajan sessions in the morning and evening, the holy shrine which has that exclusive throne of Bhagwan, which was Bhagwan's seat since 1950. Since the time Prashanthinilayam was unfurled by Bhagwan, the holy altar of the Kali Yuga avatar, that sacred shrine this morning received its deity in a sense. This holy shrine was resplendent with the golden image of Satya Sai. Today is that historic day when the shrine of Prashanthinilayam had the life-size bronze idol of Bhagwan. And if you go near this idol, I can tell you from my own experience, it just feels like Bhagwan is pulling you, drawing you. The magnetic power of this shrine is something like what you experience in perhaps Tirupati. It is indescribable. Prashanti is acquiring that status of being the center of the universe. It has always been, but with time, Bhagwan is revealing his powers, and it almost seems like a new era is unfolding for this little hamlet. It is simply beyond words, beyond experience to share with you how it feels when you go to the shrine in the bhajan hall of Prashanthinilayam today. As you go near, you are purified. As you go near, you are cleansed. As you go near, you go into the lap of the Divine Mother. As you go near, you feel His benediction covering you. As you go near, He is inviting you as you go near, His love envelops you. As you go near, He takes away everything of you, and what remains is nothing but your love for Him. And that is what only the Divine Master can do. And that is how it feels when you go into the bhajan shrine, go into the sanctum sanctorum of Prashant Nilayam today with the installation of the Sri Satya Sai idol. Bhagwan himself had consecrated this almost 2 decades ago in 2002. Bhagwan had installed this in Cyclone Hall, and later on it was moved to the Sanctum Sanctorum in the Bhajan Hall. It was there for some time before it was sent to the Chaitanya Jyoti, but Bhagwan had, in his inimitable way, orchestrated this statue 20 years before for this day. In fact, when the statue came to Prashant Nilayam in the summer of 2002, the brothers who were serving Bhagwan were asked to unload and keep it in the Purnachandra auditorium. Bhagwan was in Vrindavan then. As they unloaded, they felt that it was really, really heavy. They kept it on one corner of the stage of Purnachandra auditorium. After a few days, Bhagwan returned from Vrindavan. And on that day, Swami went straight to Purnachandra auditorium. And he asked these brothers to uncover the statue. And then Bhagwan looked at the idol and looked at the boys and asked, "How is it?" And the boys did not want to say anything. Swami asked, "Tell me, how is it?" And the boys still were quiet. It didn't seem appropriate for them. They felt, "Why do we need an idol when Bhagwan is there?" Swami said, "Tell me, how is it?" And so one of the boys picked up courage and said, "Swami, why do we need an idol, Swami? You are there with us." And Swami said, "Now I am there, but once this body is no more there, what will you do then?" And the boy said, "Swami, you are there now. We don't need an idol now. And we cannot think of a day without you. So we don't understand why do we need an idol." And Bhagwan said, in fact, Bhagwan looked deep into the eyes of these boys and very emphatically Bhagwan said, "I decide when to come and I also decide when to leave. You may think that I will live for 96 years, but I can choose to go whenever I want." Swami said, "Don't be carried away by this body. Don't be concerned about this physical frame. Think of the real Swami. Think of the real Swami. Focus only on the real Swami." So that was one watershed moment for these boys. They had no clue what was going to unfold. And of course, after that, Bhagwan installed it in Sai Kulwant Hall. And later on Bhagavan created a mantra, a yantra, a mystic instrument, a copper plate, when it was installed in the Sanctum Sanctorum inside Prashantinilayam. All these preparations Bhagavan had done almost 2 decades ago, and today history repeated itself in a way that it sets tears in your eyes when you think about his master plan. How nothing in this cosmos, in this universe, is random. Everything is orchestrated by him. Every little piece has been directed and put there with his instructions and blessings. And he is the cosmic wire puller, cosmic orchestrator of everything that happens in Prashantinilayam and also in every inch of the planet. Talking about every inch of the planet, today let me share with you the story of the planetarium, the Sri Satya Sai Space Theater. It seems so strange that in a remote village like Puttaparthi, we have a space theater. In fact, the whole of Andhra Pradesh, perhaps this is the 3rd such space theater. And when it actually happened in 1985, it was completely something so unique, something so out of the world. And even today, the space theater in Prashantinilayam is one of its kind because of its design, because of its purpose, and because of the number of people it has served. More than 65,000 to 70,000 people are served in this planetarium every year. And it includes all kinds of people, from students to researchers to pilgrims. I'm narrating the story of the planetarium today because we have been discussing the story of Mr. KBR Prasad, Dr. KBR Prasad, in the last few episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, in this series, Beacons of Prashantinilayam. And Dr. KBR Prasad was the first director of the Sri Satya Sai Space Theater when Bhagwan unfurled this on the occasion of his 60th birthday in 1985. Even as I share with you details of Dr. KBR Prasad's life, even as I shared with you how he was Bhagwan's chosen instrument to look after the public address system in Sai Kulwant Hall and in Prashantinilayam and in Vrindavan, even as I shared with you how dedicated he was, even as I shared with you how committed he was to Bhagwan's mission, even as I shared with you how for him Swami was everything, and he left a fantastic career in the Indian Institute of Science and shifted to Prashantinilayam in the early 80s with 3 children, even though he didn't know where he's going to put them, where he's going to stay, what is the future. He just left everything to Bhagwan and complete surrender. He came to Prashantinilayam. I shared with you the story of his moving to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the previous episode. So as the university started in the early 80s, and Dr. Prasad joined the Department of Physics, and a few years after that, Dr. Prasad also became the director of the Sri Satya Sai Space Theater. Now the story of the planetarium is very interesting. Sometime in 1983, Bhagwan is in Mumbai, and Bhagwan asks one of the senior devotees of the organization to go to an observatory. And as they are seeing the observatory and looking at the telescopes there and looking at the skies, and Bhagwan asks this devotee, can we not have something like this in Prashantanilayam? Can we not have a telescope in Prashantanilayam? And it sort of seemed like a casual remark of Bhagwan. And this devotee went to Dr. Muridhar Rao. Dr. Muridhar Rao at that point in time was a very senior scientist, and he was working in Baba Atomic Research Center. And he loved Swami, someone who was very active in the organization and a spiritual seeker, even as he was an eminent scientist. And Dr. Rao said, why don't we have a science museum and a space theater? Why just a telescope? And we already have the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and this facility can be attached to the university and it would become a nice educational tool. It would be great to have that in Puttaparthi. And so immediately he prepared a proposal, a 2-page write-up, and he brought it to Bhagwan. And Swami also liked it. And from then on started this prayer of installing this planetarium in Prashantanilayam. And when devotees would go to Bhagwan and request, and Swami would say, why not spend that money on helping the disabled, Swami would say. And so the devotees said, okay, Swami, and they organized help for the disabled. And they said, okay, maybe next year we will take up the space theater. And and when they go again the next year and say, Swami, can we have the space theater? And Swami would say, why don't you use this money for the mentally retarded or doing some seva? And they would go back and then they would do that seva service activity and then come back to Swami again. Swami, now can we take up doing the space theater? So it went on like this for 2-3 years. And finally, in the January of 1985, that is the year of Bhagwan's 60th birthday, the devotees tell Swami, this year, please allow us, you know, to install the space theater. We want to offer this to you, Swami. And then Swami said, okay. And finally, Swami agreed and said, we don't need a theater of 650 seating capacity. They wanted a big theater. And Swami said, no, I don't need this. Let's do a small one. Swami said, we don't use it commercially. We won't be using it for any commercial purpose. So let's go in for a smaller one of 200 seating capacity. And with Swami's approval then, so a team was formed. Dr. Muridhar Rao was very much involved. And so he went to the Nehru Planetarium. And there he spoke to Dr. Venkat Vardhan. And this eminent scientist was a pioneer of this particular Nehru Planetarium, perhaps in the west of India. And there he spoke to him and he got the materials. He learnt all about what instruments to get and how to install, what are the costs involved, how to go about installing this. And so he made a file, he made quotations, you know, everything that is needed. He did all the homework. And it was during this time that in January 1985, Swami came to Mumbai. Bhagwan was in Dharmakshetra and Dr. Rao was somewhere down in the Dharmakshetra and sitting in the darshan lines. And suddenly someone came calling for him. He said, Swami's calling you, Swami's calling you. And Dr. Rao went inside Dharmakshetra and Swami immediately asked him, where is the file, planetarium file? And so fortunately he had that file with him. First of all, he was very shocked. He never thought that out of the blue he would be called. He was sitting somewhere in the crowd. He had no clue, never ever imagined in the wildest of his dreams that, you know, Swami would call him, because it was a senior devotee who was sort of talking to Bhagwan about this. But Swami directly wanted to talk to Dr. Rao. And Swami said, so what is your opinion? And he said, Swami, we have got 2 quotations, one from an Indian company and we've got from Spitz, an American company. And Swami said, which is good? And he said, Swami, the American company offers the latest and the best in terms of technology in equipment, and that would be great, but that is very expensive, Swami. I mean, even in 1985, it is close to $1 million. Swami said, don't worry, let us do the best. And Swami said, I will give you the money. Get started. Start working. So even as Dr. Rao began with his work of finding out all about how a planetarium is done, in the month of July, Bhagwan asked Dr. KBR Prasad to go for training to the US. He had to go to Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, and Swami wanted him to get trained to become the director of the space theater. And so one morning in July, Swami asked him, "Do you have passport?" And Dr. Prasad said, "No, Swami." Swami said, "You apply immediately. You have to leave in a week." And as Bhagwan left, Dr. Prasad was wondering how to get a passport done. You know, we didn't have that kind of facilities then, 1985. And very mysteriously, one devotee from Hyderabad, he comes to Dr. Prasad and he says, "Sir, what was Swami telling you?" And Dr. Prasad said, "Nothing, Swami was telling me that I should get a passport done." And this person said, "Don't worry, sir, I know Mr. Rommel. He is the passport officer at Hyderabad and he is a Sai devotee. He comes here regularly for seva." And he said, "Sir, you don't worry, I will get the passport application forms from Hyderabad by tomorrow. You just fill them and give it to me." And just as he had promised, the next morning he got the forms from Hyderabad, and they were sent to a bus driver from Hyderabad, and this person went to the bus stand, picked, and so Dr. Prasad filled up the forms. And when this devotee went back to Hyderabad with the forms filled by Dr. Prasad, he learned that Mr. Rommel was actually no more in the Hyderabad passport office. He had been transferred. But to his utter amazement, Dr. Rommel suddenly came to Hyderabad for attending a wedding. And very casually, he came to his former office. And just at that time, this devotee who had Dr. Prasad's passport forms landed in that office. He almost bumped into him, and he explained to Dr. Rommel that, "Mr. Rommel, that, you know, this is what I have come for, to Hyderabad. I need to get this passport of Dr. Prasad's." And Swami told him to get his passport done, and immediately Mr. Rommel took the forms and told this devotee, "Don't worry, you be seated here till I come back." And he went inside the office, and after a couple of hours, Mr. Rommel emerged from the office and he said, "Take, here is the passport of Dr. KBR Prasad." That is how miraculously Dr. Prasad got his passport done. Now that is one part of the story. Now the problem of visa remained. So a devotee from Chennai took Dr. Prasad to his town, and he gave him a car and he said, "You know, go and visit Sundaram Bhagwan's abode in Chennai first, and then we will go to the US consulate, and you have to appear for an interview tomorrow, and after that we will see." And so Dr. Prasad, he did accordingly. He went to Sundaram, and the next day he appeared for the interview for a visa in the US consulate. And as the interviews began that day, some were being grilled for 5 minutes and some were for 7 minutes, and slowly the turn of Dr. Prasad came. And the interviewer at the US consulate just asked two or three very casual questions to Dr. Prasad, and one of them was, "Are you to go only once for this purpose, or are you likely to go again?" And Dr. Prasad said, "I don't know, possibly I may have to go again." And that's it. Just one or two questions he answered and he was out in less than 1 or 2 minutes. And everyone thought that obviously, I mean, he's not going to get it, because there's not even a detailed examination of the purpose for his US visit. And in the evening, he gets a call saying that he has got his visa. He actually applied for only 3 months visa, but imagine, he got the visa for 5 years. That is how Bhagwan was pulling the strings and making things happen for the planetarium, for Dr. Prasad to take over as the director of his space theater. So Dr. Prasad went to Spitz Space System in the US. This is the first time he saw such a large-sized photo display of the proposed dome of the space theater of Prashanthi Nilayam. And it was written there, the geodesic dome of space theater Prashanthi Nilayam, the first of its kind in the world. And Dr. Prasad was so happy to see that. And he just felt how glorious it is that we are going to have something in Prashanthi Nilayam, which has to be one of its kind, because God is one of its kind. There is only one, and everything associated with him has to be the best and has to be one of its kind. And Dr. Prasad started his training, and there were a few others in the training class, and others were from astronomy background, but Dr. Prasad was from electronics background. And because of that, for him to pick up everything about the mechanics of the planetarium operation was so easy. In fact, what would take 3 weeks or 3 months for others, and for some 3 weeks, he just actually finished it in 3 days. In 3 days, Dr. Prasad knew whatever he has to learn about the operation of the space theater. But he stayed on for 3 weeks because his concessional tickets were after 3 weeks. And actually, in fact, during this time, he got a call from Dr. Goldstein, the then chairperson of the World International Psi Organization, to come over to California to give some talks. But Dr. Prasad felt that maybe he should not go and he should just focus on his training, though even though he had finished his training. In fact, when he returned to Prashanthi Nilayam, Swami said, "Why didn't you go when Dr. Goldstein called you?" Swami said, "He's calling you not because of who you are. He's calling you because you are from Prashanthi Nilayam. You should have gone. They were so unhappy that you didn't go. You are from Prashanthi Nilayam. Go and spread the love of Prashanthi." In any case, this is what Swami told him when he returned. And generally, when people go to the US, you know, they bring back a lot of electronic gadgets and things like that as gifts for others. But Dr. Prasad did not bring anything. In fact, when he landed at the Bangalore airport, it occurred to him that he had not brought anything for his family, even though he had gone to the US. And so he bought some eclair chocolates for his children. And when he returned, one of the questions that Swami asked him is, "Hey, what did you bring for your children?" And he said, "Nothing, Swami." Swami said, no, don't tell me you didn't bring anything. I know what you bought." He said, "No, Swami, I did not buy anything, Swami." Swami said, "Didn't you buy eclair chocolates for your children?" And Swami laughed. Every moment, Bhagwan was there with him. And Dr. Prasad's focus was only on Swami and his work. In fact, only thing he brought was some books on fundamental astronomy, because, you know, he was now getting into astronomy, so he thought he must do a lot of reading. But Swami said, "Why did you buy all these books? All these books are already there in our library. You didn't check." Prashanthi Nilayam campus has a very beautiful library. I mean, that's one of the things that Bhagwan did when the university started. He set up this amazing, huge building, 3-4-storied structure with a comprehensive library. So Dr. Prasad returned from the US, now technically sound to handle the operations of the space theater. And here, Dr. Rao was doing all the other preparations needed for the inauguration of the space theater. Mr. Atale, an architect from Mumbai, was getting ready with the construction plans. And Dr. Rao was preparing the inaugural program and looking into the technical aspects of the planetarium. In fact, when he went to Dr. Venkat Vardhan, as I told you, the in charge of the Nehru Planetarium, and when he told him that we are going to have this planetarium in a remote village, and Dr. Venkat Vardhan said, "Are you sure you're going to have this in such a remote village?" And Dr. Rao then said, "It might be a remote village for you, but it is actually the center of the universe. It is the center of the universe. In fact, that is how it felt this morning too, when the idol of Bhagwan was reinstalled in the sanctum sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam. When you go to Tirupati, you feel like Tirupati is the center of the universe. That is how it feels when you go into the shrine of Prashanthi Nilayam today. As I mentioned before, it's March 5th, 2020, the landmark day when the altar of Prashanthi Nilayam came alive with the idol of Sri Satya Sai. And so the construction work of the planetarium, the preparation work went on, and the original design was to make the dome of concrete, but then later on it was changed. As I mentioned, they wanted a geodesic design, and that had to be done with metals, and there are a lot of complications with that because the metal can get heated up, and in Puttaparthi heat is an issue. And the inauguration program, the inaugural program, was called the Cosmic Architecture of the Universe, and that is what Dr. Rao was working along with Dr. Venkat Varadhan. And for this initial program, they had to compose a beautiful music, and in fact a very renowned musician of that era, Pandit Vijay Raghav Rao, who was one of the disciples of Pandit Ravi Shankar, he did the music for this program. And every day, Bhagwan, in those days, used to bless Dr. Rao many times. He would give him vibhuti, he would speak to him. And when it was August, Dr. Prasad had already returned, and now Professor Jack from Spitz Company from the US, he came to Prashanthi Nilayam. And before that, he went to the Nehru Planetarium, and there he met Dr. Venkat Varadhan. And once he came to Prashanthi Nilayam, he said that, you know, this is just not going to happen because the construction work is absolutely behind schedule. We need 2.5 months just to install all the equipments, and now here nothing is ready. So he said that, you know, this is not going to happen. We cannot have an inaugural program. Maybe you can just have some slideshow, but this is not on. We cannot make it because everything is nowhere near the time schedule to set up a space theater. And Dr. Rao did not know what to tell them, and so immediately he packed his bag and he came to Prashanthi Nilayam. And at that point in time, there was a group of devotees that Bhagwan had formed, and they were chalking out program for the birthday, 60th birthday of Bhagwan. And Swami came, and Swami asked Dr. Rao to join that meeting. And Swami said to those chosen group of devotees, out of the millions who know Bhagwan, who know me, I am giving this chance to you, 20, 25 of you. Use this opportunity to redeem your lives. Use this chance to sanctify your existence, Swami said. And that was such a powerful moment for Dr. Rao, because this is something he used to always tell to all the Sevadal brothers and sisters, that if you have got this chance to serve, it is an opportunity that Swami has given to redeem our lives. And here Bhagwan himself was telling that. And that was a shot in the arm for Dr. Rao. Swami came to Dr. Rao and said, what do you think about the planetarium? Is it going to happen? What are your thoughts? And he said, Swami, I don't know what to say. He said, Swami, nothing has happened, so I really do not know how it's going to happen. Swami said, would you like to stay back and work? He said, Swami, whatever you say. Swami said, okay, you stay and work. And that's it. Dr. Rao stayed back, and Dr. Prasad, Dr. Rao, you know, all of them started working round the clock. He divided the work into 3 shifts, and you know, in those days it was a 40-day sadhana. In those days, he just sleep only for 2 hours in the night, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. Otherwise, it was continuous work. And it was not something that can be done by human beings. He just felt that even if we work day in and day out, it is not going to happen because there is so much work and there are so many things that have to complete in time for this to happen. And he felt it is humanly not possible. And so one day he wrote a letter. He wanted to make a prayer to Swami. And that day, even as he wrote this letter and kept it in his pocket, he heard that Bhagwan has come to Shanti Vedika in the Hillview Stadium. So he went there and Swami's car came nearby and he didn't even offer the letter. Swami just snatched the letter from him and Swami asked, "What do you want?" And he said, Swami, please bless that the planetarium inauguration happens. Because he felt that without the divine will, without the divine energy, it is impossible to get this done. In fact, he was thinking about it, how to tell this to Swami. And that day, when Swami asked, he said, "Swami, please bless the inauguration of the planetarium." And Swami looked at him deeply and said, "Take blessings now. Take blessings now." And immediately Dr. Rao touched Bhagwan's feet and he started crying. And from that day he felt light. He felt that now that Swami has blessed, it is going to happen. It was the beginning of September. The engineers from the US had come to install the equipment and nothing was ready. I mean, the building was not in a shape. The civil work had not completed. There was a lot of dust and everything. So there is no way that the equipment can be set up. And if you don't do it by September, you need nearly 2 months, September, October, 2.5 months to install the equipment. And the engineers from the US said that, you know, this is not going to happen. We are going to go back. Maybe we'll come back again. And he went to Dr. Goldstein, Dr. Rao, and said, "Please, can you convince them? Can you convince them not to return? Because once they go, they will not come back. And how are we going to do this?" He said, "You know, I promise you that we'll complete all the work by October 16th. And from then on, we will have 1.5 months. And somehow, we will install the dome. Please ask these engineers not to return to the US. And they started working round the clock. And on October 16th, when the engineers came to Prashanthalayam, until then they were put up in a hotel in Bangalore. When they came back, the whole place was clean. So many villagers came and there were scaffolding which was done by the villagers because you did not have that kind of mechanized ways of doing work then. You didn't have a large construction company helping the construction. So it was all done by the local laborers and they had their own scaffolding with wood and ropes and now the superstructure had to be done, the inside dome, and that was a very, very delicate thing. It was all aluminium sheets which had to be put together like a jigsaw puzzle and you cannot make a mistake. And that's the screen onto which all projection will be done. And that work started and now it almost seemed like it cannot be done with the kind of facilities that you have in Prashanthalayam. And it is at this time that Swami said, "Don't worry, my students will do it." And that's when boys got involved and boys started working in the nights till night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And with the kind of scaffolding, the rickety scaffolding that was available in Puttaparthi, boys worked whole nights for so many days. And they were 35 feet above the floor, drilling holes and fixing the sheets. And it almost seemed like this is not something that can be done in the way it is being done. It is such a sophisticated being, but it was being done with such limited facilities. But it was being done with so much passion, so much love and so much devotion that every student had become an instrument. Every student had become like Swami's soldier. Every student had become Swami's messenger, Swami's worker. They were just instruments of Swami. They just behaved like human beings, but they were not human beings. That's what Dr. Rao said. And the whole work, which was supposed to take 15 days to construct that inner dome, very, very complicated, sophisticated structure, it just happened in 3 days. And at 11 p.m. one night, the whole inner dome was complete. And now the scaffolding had to be brought down And Mr. Kutumb Rao, the secretary of the ashram then, he called 35 local villagers, and it was a very, very difficult operation because it had to be done so carefully that nothing gets damaged. Everything was such a sophisticated thing there. And the villagers in groups of three worked, and they worked whole night. And Dr. Rao says that, you know, whatever others may say for me, it was not those villagers. It was just Swami. It was just Swami who had come in their form, because everything happened so perfectly. And everything was just happening. Things were happening overnight. Even the engineers from the US, they were so amazed. They never thought that it could just happen. They were just about to go back to the US, and they're thinking that miracles are happening every night. And here, Dr. Rao was, even as he was working and looking after the construction, he went back to Mumbai for 2-3 days, and he got the planetarium program recording done. It was supposed to be 20 minutes of a science program and another 20 minutes or so of about Swami's life, Swami's birth, about Swami's mission. And they had an interesting idea. When Dr. Venkat Vardhan was helping with the program, he was a very spiritual person, and he loved the Bhagavad Gita, and he had connected Bhagwan's life to Bhagavad Gita. And suddenly the idea came, why not have a picture of Bhagwan with Krishna and Arjuna, the Krishna and Arjuna that is there in the bhajan hall in Prashantinilayam, the wall opposite the shrine, the sanctum sanctorum of Prashantinilayam. And he went and asked Mr. Kutumb Rao, is it possible to have a picture of Bhagwan with the Gitopadesha scene that is beautifully carved in the bhajan hall in Prashantinilayam? And Mr. Kutumb Rao said, I don't know if it's possible, you know, I can't say if that is something that we can request Swami for. And this is something he shared with Mr. Kutumb Rao in the morning, and he thought that, okay, maybe he will ask Swami, but he didn't know whether he can really do that. Can he request Swami for this? By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Mr. Kutumb Rao calls Dr. Rao and says, Muralidhar Rao, your work is done. He says, that morning, suddenly, Swami called for Sai Datta, one of the photographers then, and Swami asked him to take pictures of him standing in front of the Gitopadesha scene in the bhajan hall. And Dr. Rao had not even mentioned anything to Swami. He didn't even give a letter he had. It was just a thought, just a mental prayer. And Swami had told the photographer, Sai Datta, take as many pictures you want. And it is this picture that was there, part of the program of the planetarium on the inaugural day. 3 days before the inauguration, all the instruments had to be lowered into the pit, and it was again a very, very delicate operation because we did not have that kind of equipments to do this in an error-free manner. You didn't have that kind of crane or those kind of elevators which can put all these things in position without any issue, but everything happened with such limited facilities here, and it happened because the students worked like Swami's messengers. And once the equipment was lowered into the pit and hooked up to the control console, everything was, it was working. It was November 21st, 1985. In the afternoon, 2 p.m., suddenly Swami came. And by that time, everything actually was still a mess because a lot of cleaning work was there. Anybody who had seen the planetarium then, Dr. Rao says, would have told, just cancel the inauguration, because there was water all over the place. Swami had to actually lift his robe, and even then Swami's robe got wet because everything was just not in any condition for inauguration. How do you clean everything? And Swami came and Swami said, the paint is peeling off and here everything is unclean. And then Swami told Dr. Rao, I know this person is not working, that person is troubling you. And Dr. Rao said, no Swami, everybody is working for you. Dr. Rao did not ever want to complain to Swami. Even though there were some problems with issues with people, he never wanted to complain. But Swami himself reflected that. Swami said, I know this person is not doing this work, this person is creating some problems. And Swami went ahead and saw everything. And after Bhagwan left, they started again the cleaning process. And that day they did a dry run. This is 21st. They did a dry run of the inaugural program. And there was one Dr. Shankar, one Mr. Sunil. They had got exhibits from NASA. In the previous night at 10 p.m., they were trying to put all these things in the foyer of the planetarium, the maps of Mars, the moon surface, and the cleaning everything. While some area of the planetarium was clean, there was one part of the planetarium where it was not clean and the false ceiling also had not been done. And just a thought came to Dr. Rao that if only the state president of Kerala, Mr. Natarajan, can help with some coconut leaves and some volunteers, you know, we can somehow get this area also ready for Bhagwan's arrival. And he just thought about it, and after some time, Mr. Natarajan arrives there with a team of sevadals, and he says, "Is there any work for me?" And Mr. Rao says, This is just Swami, because it just cannot happen. I just thought, if only he comes, and here he arrives. And that is how they started the work. And by 5 a.m., they worked whole night. By 5 a.m., everything was clean. And now Dr. Rao said that, you know, anyway, there are many senior devotees of Bhagwan. They will take Swami around. He just wanted to go and rest because he had not slept for the last 3 days. But the senior devotee comes and says, "Swami wants you to take him around on the inaugural day." And he says, "Sir, I have not slept for 3 days. I don't think I will be in that proper state of mind to take Swami around. Why don't you do it?" But the senior devotee says, "No, Swami had clear instructions that you should take him around. You should take Swami around on the inaugural day." And so he immediately went, he washed up, and he came. And he made all the arrangements, then who should be holding the matchbox to light the lamp, who should invite Swami in this door, who should be there to open the plaque when Bhagwan comes. And Bhagwan came at 9:45 a.m. that morning after the bhajans. And as Bhagwan came into the dome area, inside the central dome, he showed Bhagwan's chair which was at the back, and Swami went, occupied his shrine, and the program began, and it was, Swami was smiling, Swami was so happy. There was Professor Jack of the Spit System from US. He started making a live demonstration of many of the parts of the program, and Swami asked, in fact, before the program started, "What should I do?" And they said, "Swami, you have to press the button." And Swami said, "Okay." And Swami pressed the button, the music started, beautiful music started. And Swami was all through the program, Swami was just smiling. He was just smiling. And it was, for Dr. Rao, it was so amazing. Never ever imagined that something like this could happen. It was like everything was a miracle. Everything was a miracle. And it was so beautiful when Swami was sitting there and listening to the presentation. This is Dr. Jack. He picked up one star of the solar system and said, "Swami, this star left, the light from this star left 60 years ago, and it has come today on your birthday to greet you, Swami." So there were so many sweet moments like that. And Swami came out of the planetarium after the show, and Swami was showing that to Dr. Hislop and Dr. Goldstein and many others, and Swami was saying, "See, it is the latest and the best. It is the latest and the best." And Dr. Rao, Dr. Prasad, they were all so happy to be there on that day. And Dr. Rao says, "Our lives are worthless, worthless if they are not spent to make Swami happy." And that day was a watershed moment, because they saw Swami was so happy. And in fact, Swami called Dr. Rao and Swami said, "Hey, take Pad Namaskar." And Dr. Rao says, "You know, it was, what happened in those 45 days is, it's impossible. It is just not possible. What happened, it is just something else." In fact, before the inauguration, Swami would come many times, and Dr. Prasad says that, you know, one day Swami came even to the restroom, to the bathroom to check, and Swami said the height of the urinals should be less, be inconvenient for the elderly devotees, Swami said. In fact, one more memory of Dr. Prasad about the day prior the inauguration of the Space Theatre is how there was this knee-deep water to reach the entrance of the Space Theatre, and everyone was tensed. Can it really be ready in 24 hours? And in fact, Swami very mysteriously and mischievously asked, Swami, when is the inauguration? And the senior devotee, one of the members of the trust, he said, Swami, tomorrow, Swami. And nobody believed that it can actually happen. It almost reminds you of the story of the hospital. That's how hospital was one day before its inauguration. How everything happened, how the seats got fixed, how the equipment went on a trial run, how, as I mentioned to you, the false ceiling got fine, how the exhibits were placed. I mean, how everything just, it was like a magical thing. Everything happened in those 24 hours. In fact, after the inauguration, when Bhagwan was about to leave the Space Theatre, Swami asked the senior member of the trust, Swami said, how did it happen? How did it happen that you could have the inauguration today? How did the work get completed? And this senior devotee said, Swami, it is your grace, Swami. That is the only way it happened. And Swami said, no, it is not my grace. Swami said, it is not grace. It is my sankalpa, Swami said. It is not just my grace, it is my will. And that is how the Space Theatre came into being. And that is how Dr. Prasad, because of Swami's will, became the director of the Space Theatre. In fact, on many occasions after that, Bhagwan made many visits to the Space Theatre. One day, when Bhagwan came to the planetarium, Swami told Dr. Prasad to put on all the lights of a chandelier. And Swami looked at the chandelier and Swami said, see, there are some bulbs which are not working. I mean, nobody noticed. A chandelier has so many bulbs, tiny bulbs. And Swami says, look carefully, there are some bulbs which are not working. And Dr. Prasad immediately went that day and got these bulbs. You know, these bulbs are not usually available, but somehow he got these bulbs. He got a ladder, he got mechanics, and he got the people. He ensured that by that evening, the bulbs were changed. The bulbs were fixed and tested, and the chandelier was perfect. And the next day, Swami said, see, this is how one should work. There were some guests with Bhagwan, and Swami said, see, this is how one should work. That was the zeal, that was how Dr. Prasad worked. I mean, as a servitor of Bhagwan, every word of Bhagwan, every opportunity to serve, anything to do for Bhagwan has to be done right then and there. And that is the zeal with which he served Bhagwan and continues to serve Bhagwan. Even now he is there in Prashant Nilayam and he looks after the public address system. In fact, in 1985, there was a sadhus conference. And Dr. Prasad was explaining the planetarium, doing a show to the sadhus. In fact, they were in different batches. To the first batch of sadhus, Dr. Prasad was explaining to them about the stars, the cosmos. In fact, Swami asked the sadhus to go to the planetarium. And very interestingly, after he had done that for the first batch of sadhus, Swami suddenly came. And Swami started doing the explaining to the second batch of the sadhus about the stars, the cosmos and the galaxies. And for Dr. Prasad, it was such an amazing moment because all that he was saying, now Swami was saying, and Swami was doing it so interestingly. I mean, listening about the cosmos and stars from the Creator, that was one moment which was like a thunderbolt moment for Dr. Prasad. And with time, Dr. Prasad saw so many such facets of Bhagwan serving him at close quarters with time in 1980, 19, later on, Bhagwan asked in 1993 Brother Harinanda Kumar to join the space theater, and Brother Hari even now looks after the space theater. Later on, Dr. K. Venkatramanaya also joined the space theater. Dr. KBR Prasad served as the director of the space theater from 1985 till 1999. And it was in these years that he was Bhagwan's instrument in looking after this 60th birthday gift that Bhagwan gave to humanity. It was a chance for the devotees from the US to offer this to Bhagwan. In fact, when the devotees from the US, as I told you before, they were constantly asking for Swami to do something for him, and finally Swami gave them this chance on 60th birthday. And even as so many lives found fulfillment for Dr. Muridhar Rao, this chance to be a part of this mission is one of those moments which whenever he talks about, there is tears in his eyes, because he feels everything about it was so magical. The way Swami sent Dr. Prasad, the way he got his visa, the way he got his passport, the way Swami had earmarked him, the way Swami involved students and got things, and the way Swami got some villagers and made them Hanumans to complete the work, the way Swami got the Spitz Company and Professor Jack to assist, the way Swami worked miracles through the local contractors to get the work done, and the way finally Bhagwan confirmed everything when he said, "This inauguration happened not because of my grace, but because of my will." It was Bhagwan's sankalpa that made the Sri Sathya Sai Space Theatre come to life on November 22nd, 1985. And today, as you drive into Prashant Nilayam, and when your eyes turn right and they fall on this planetarium, there is always a sense of wonder. Everything in Prashant Nilayam is a thing of wonder, a thing of mystery, a thing of divine sankalpa. Not only everything, every person, every instrument, every particle of dust, and every event. As I was telling you, today is such an historic day when Bhagwan installed his idol in Prashant Nilayam. The shrine is golden today with the life-size idol of beloved Bhagwan. Prashanti is the center of the universe. And today, by his grace, I had the opportunity to share with you how this center of the universe also has a little planetarium, but this planetarium is unique and one of its kind. And if you go into the story of the planetarium, you know how mystical are the ways of the Lord. Just as everything about the cosmos is a mystery, everything about the Creator is even more mystifying. And to be a servitor to such a master, to get a chance to offer yourself to such a Lord, to be a little instrument, to do something for such a force of the universe is an opportunity. And we'll continue the story of Dr. KBR Prasad in the coming episodes. There are many more stories of how Bhagwan gave him lovely opportunities because of his sacrifice, because of his sincerity, and because of his one pointed concentration and dedication to Bhagavan. So with Swami's grace, we will have a couple of more episodes on Dr. K.P.R. Prasad in this series, Beacons of Prashanthi Nilayam. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for this chance to share his story and his glory. As always, if you have any thoughts, any comments, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number, 9393-258-258. With gratitude and love, I offer this little endeavor at his lotus feet. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.